This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 6 for Thursday, August 3rd. I'm Phil France Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday, seeing a recovery after recent declines. Prices up by $3 to over $8, November up $6.40 at $780.40 per ton. The market was thought to be due for a bounce after recent declines, with speculators back on the buy side of the market. Generally hot and dry weather across most of the prairies was also keeping a weather premium in the market, although the drier conditions will soon be welcomed as harvest operations get underway later this month. Gains in Chicago soybean and European rapeseed futures provided support, but losses in soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were bearish. The Canadian dollar was holding near unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly higher while corn and wheat moved lower. Soybeans underpinned by good export demand, the November contract up 4 cents at $13.25 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were solid with 2.6 million tons of new crop business on the books. The USDA also announced old crop sales of just under 100,000 tons and an additional flash sale of 132,000 tons to China. Forecasts calling for milder and wetter conditions across parts of the U.S. soybean growing regions were bearish, tempering the upside, with rising production estimates out of Brazil also weighing on prices. Corn pressured by the improving Midwestern weather, the September contract down 7 cents at $4.80 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales included about 100,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 350,000 tons for delivery during the new crop year. Wheat is down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 14 cents in the September contract at $8.34 per bushel. Kansas City down 19 cents in September at $7.67 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 13 cents in the September contract at $6.27 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were solid, though, at 421,000 tons, with China and Mexico the two largest buyers. While the ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain somewhat supportive, wheat from the region does continue to move at prices cheaper than U.S. origin grain. India is reportedly looking to import 9 million tons of wheat from Russia, although there's some uncertainty that a deal will actually go forward. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.